for those who are looking to participate in the big game contest that we have starting on Monday. That's where if you can have the perfect score, you potentially could win $50,000.
That'd be more perfect than Pat.
Well.
Especially if you win $50,000. Yes.
And you can start playing on Monday by making a prediction of the big game. It's an online contest at WSW.com. And so Pat might give you insight to help you make your entry.
Or just do the exact, just do the exact opposite. And that could help you too.
Let's find out on WSGW, ready or not.
It's now time for some of the most joyful and painful 2+ minutes of news, sports, talk, radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. I've been away for 2 weeks, and that's because I've been waiting for championship week to arrive. Plus, I needed some time to bask in my phenomenal regular season performance, in which I finished with an overall record of, listen up, Art Lewis, 36-15. That's right, some have great moments, while some are simply great. Hey, I'm in such a great mood today. Why? I don't have to worry about the New England Patriots heading into Championship Sunday for the first time in years. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tennessee, for finally stopping the Patriots from ruining yet another football season for me. And as a Steelers fan, thank you, Tennessee, for beating the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore will now finish third overall in the AFC standings this season, and Ravens head coach Jim Harbaugh now knows how his brother feels to always finish in third. Let's get to my picks on who will be playing in the bowl that is super. And before I get to my picks, let me remind you that you can hear complete coverage of Championship Sunday beginning, of course, this Sunday at 2 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. First, it's the AFC Championship with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the upstart Tennessee Titans at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoffs at 3:05 p.m. with the Chiefs being a touchdown favorite. This year's Chiefs team, I'd say, is much better, as we witnessed last week. I mean, after falling behind 24-0 to the Houston Texans last Sunday, the Chiefs score touchdowns in 7 straight drives. I don't know why, but I foresee the Titans keeping this game close behind running back Derrick Henry. And recall, the Titans defeated KC earlier this year 35-32. I picked the Chiefs to reach the Super Bowl at the beginning of the playoffs on the Football Friday Pigskin Prediction Podcast with James Paxton, so I can't go back now. Give me the Chiefs over the Titans 28-23. And in the NFC Championship game on Sunday evening, the top seed San Francisco 49ers welcome the second seed Green Bay Packers to Northern Cali with kickoff at 6:40 p.m. The Niners are 7.5-point favorites. Somehow, someway, the Packers are in the NFC Championship game. They haven't looked all that impressive at times, especially just a few weeks ago when they needed a last-second field goal to beat the Lions. The Packers, of course, are coached by Mount Pleasant native and former SVSU Cardinal Matt LaFleur, who also spent a little time as an assistant at CMU, so how can I pick against the Packers? Logic says pick the Niners, but my gut says the Packers find a way to win another ugly one and win another NFC title. Give me the Packers over the 49ers 27-24 on a last second Mason Crosby kick. And if that happens, we will have a rematch of Super Bowl I between the Packers and the Chiefs in the league's 100th season. And quickly, hey, you guys, you know I love tennis, the first major of the year. The Australian Open begins Sunday. That means I have to give you my picks on who will win the men's and women's championships. On the women's side, I say she finally does it. Serena Williams will get her 8th career Aussie Open championship and tie Margaret Court's record of 24 Grand Slam singles titles. So I've got Serena Williams getting number 24. On the men's side, this is an upset. I'm going with the young upstart Daniil Medvedev to win his first Grand Slam title. So I've got the Chiefs over the Titans, the Packers over the Niners, and Daniil Medvedev and Serena Williams as your Australian Open champions. And that's this week's Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostic on WSGW.
That's what the former Russian leader has been doing, playing tennis.
Medvedev. Different Medvedev. Not that same one.
Thanks for listening to me.
Welcome, yes.
By the way, Charlie, could be deadly, but thanks.
The music I was playing at the end for the Australian Open, of course.
I recognize the Men at Work. Down
and the
under,
other one
yeah.
was Gaudier, and they are from, from Australia.
Well, men are, who can it be now? They also right. did, but I'm thinking of the men down under because that's where they're from, Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yes, right.
I was expecting a tiny kangaroo down sport or something like that. Or That's the other song I'm thinking of. Waltzing Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda.
Can you imagine, though, if it is the Packers and the Chiefs, I mean, all of the replays you're going to see of the first Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.